This is the Dig Your Dream Podcast. This is the Dig Your Dream Podcast. This is the Dig Your Dream Podcast, the official podcast show of The Guy in the Tie. I'm your host, Ray Digme, and this is Dig Me Discussions, our weekly interview series where we introduce you to a passionate personality and share their story with the hopes of leaving you both inspired and motivated to go out there and chase your dreams. This is the Dig Your Dream Podcast. This Dig Me Discussions interview is brought to you by Dig Me, a lifestyle apparel brand recognizing passionate personalities and inspiring performances. Sold in national retailers like Bloomingdale's, Tilly's, and Lids, and worn and supported by professional athletes and celebrities, Dig Me offers a full collection of t-shirts, sweatshirts, polos, hats, and accessories. Be sure to check out digmenation.com today and bring home the guy in the tie. Hey everyone, thanks for tuning in to the Dig Your Dream Podcast for Dig Me Discussions interview number 47, a committed conversation with Division I baseball commit, Basking Ridge High School Class of 2023 standout pitcher, Connor Byrne. In this committed conversation, I catch up with a young man whose love for the game of baseball has allowed him to go from young player with big dreams to a high school standout who recently committed to play Division I baseball at Siena College. Hear Connor talk about his love for the game, his journey to earning a collegiate scholarship, how he used setbacks and adversity as motivation, and why he is so grateful and appreciative for the role that his parents have played in his life. Connor also gives us some insight why he believes that work ethic is what sets you apart from your competition, what the word commitment means to him, and shares some of his short-term and long-term goals. I even put him on the spot and ask him what traits are necessary to be a good coach, and why he is a fan and believes in the guy in the tie and the Dig Me brand. I have had the great privilege of coaching Connor over the last few years, and I could say without a doubt that he is even more impressive as a young man as he is on the pitcher's mound. That is why I am beyond excited to present to you Dig Me Discussions interview number 47, a committed conversation with Division I baseball commit, Basking Ridge High School Class of 2023 standout pitcher, Mr. Connor Byrne. What's up, everybody, and welcome to the Dig Your Dream Podcast, the official podcast show of the guy in the tie. I am your host, Ray Digme, and this is what we normally call a Dig Me discussion, but this is a brand new segment of the Dig Your Dream Podcast. This is called a committed conversation, and our first committed conversation is with none other than committed Division I baseball player and current high school starting pitcher, my man, Connor Byrne. Connor, thank you so much for joining the Dig Your Dream Podcast for our first ever committed conversation.
Coach Ray, thank you so much for having me. This should be fun. Let's do it.
Yeah, let's do it, man. Let's do it. So let me give our listeners a little bit of a background. You know, I'm sure this makes you feel good in some capacity. You know, I've had a lot of guests over the 4 years that I've hosted the Dig Your Dream Podcast. I've had business people, of course, entrepreneurs. I've had professional baseball players. I've had UFC fighters. I've had a ton of guests before. So some people may be tuning into this interview and this episode saying, what the hell is Ray doing interviewing a high school baseball player? And I'm going to tell them why. Number one, Connor and I go way back now a few years. He's been one of the kids that I've been very fortunate enough and lucky enough to train over the last few years. We've built a very, very cool relationship, and I've had a front row seat to watch you develop from just a young kid who loved the game to actually somebody now who still loves the game, but has turned into this great talent. You recently committed to Division I college baseball. You're going to be headed off to Siena College. I mean, that is big time. D1 baseball, for all the baseball players and baseball coaches out there know, that is the real deal. And like I said, over the last few years, I've had a front row seat to have an opportunity to work out with you, train you, and see the great young man you're turning into. So enough of me telling everybody about you. Why don't you take some time, introduce yourself to our growing audience, tell them who you are, where you're from, a little bit about your family, and how in the heck you ended up committing to Siena College Division I baseball.
So basically, we'll start it off. I'm Connor Byrne. I go to Ridge High School. I'm a junior, class 2023, obviously. Pitcher, right-handed pitcher. and going into my family, all credit to my parents. I can't speak more highly about them. They do everything for me. I can't give them enough credit over when it's taking me to baseball games, just the little things. I mean, it's unbelievable. And it's something that really people don't appreciate a lot. And I really appreciate all they do for me. And it's great. And we'll talk about the journey to CN a little bit. So my recruiting process started out a little slow, like most guys. And it really picked up in the summer. And it kind of slowly, gradually went faster and faster over the course of time. And then in the fall, everything went super, super fast. And I didn't really see it coming. I kind of got blindsided and I was like, oh my gosh, like it went that quickly. I think it was a course of, I believe, one or two tournaments, and it just went. And I was like, I went on a visit. I knew it was home. The coaching staff was so, so great to me. And it was really like everything just clicked, and I can't be more grateful.
You know, I don't want to make you feel like I'm putting you on the spot, but you know, I definitely have a soft spot for you, because to your point, you know, you said a couple of things already that just, you know, really double down on the fact that why I think you're such a great kid. I mean, first and foremost, you know, you gave all the credit to your mom and dad. And I know a lot of people say that, but I question how many people really mean it. And I know that you're one of them, you know, like you even said it, you know, not everybody really appreciates what their parents or their loved ones who are in their lives, how much they sacrifice and how much time and effort and money they put towards, you know, a young person like you to be able to get a good education and chase your dreams, right? So, of course, I think that's a great reminder for all of us to appreciate mom and dad or whoever we have in our life that have been supportive of us, of the things that we want to do. You talked a little bit about, you said you jumped in really quickly to your recruiting journey, and you said that it happened so quickly. Before we talk about what happened so quickly, let's talk about who you were before this recruitable talent, before Division I college coaches got to notice who you were and the kind of talent that you have on the mound. Talk about your love for the game. Talk about, you know, I guess whenever that dream was born in your heart, right? I mean, at some point there had to come a point in your little league or youth baseball career where you said, you know what, this is my sport. I love the game of baseball, and this is what I want to do, and I want to do it at a high level. So talk a little bit about that, because I'm sure there are some younger kids that are going to listen to you, and they're going to say, you know, of course I want to be, you know, the next major league superstar, but before I can do that, I want to be like Connor Byrne. I want to work hard, and I want to get a D1 scholarship. So tell them a little bit about where your dream started and how you got there today.
Absolutely. I mean, I've been playing this game for 11 years. I don't look back on it one bit. Whether it's practice, game, anything to do with baseball, I wouldn't trade it for anything. It's the experience just on the field, off the field with the guys is unbelievable. It's something you can't match. And it's truly, the dream really started and was when I picked up a ball. Obviously everyone, you don't really see it until probably like a little bit like past the little league days. And I think seventh, eighth grade, maybe freshman year, I really pushed the goal to be Division I baseball player. I really wanted to give back to my parents, and just, I really wanted to do it for them. And I felt like it was right at the time. And when I did it, it was very awesome.
Yeah. I can't imagine how emotional that must have been for your mom and dad. You know, when they heard the news and you're getting calls from schools, and then you finally get a D1 offer. And then, you know, you and your mom and dad, and as a family, made the decision to commit to Siena College. That is just an incredible story, right? I mean, you tell yourself you want to do something, you work hard and you accomplish it. It's a great feeling. I do want to ask though, you know, this podcast, when I started years ago, was to introduce our growing audience to passionate and inspiring people. And I believe that you're one of them, because there are so many young people out there that want to chase their dream. You know, for guys like you and I, we're in the sports arena, we're baseball dudes, right? So of course it was baseball for us. but there are a lot of young, other young people out there that are chasing other dreams, right? Whether it's sports or academics or music or acting or anything. When someone is vocal about their dream, you said you wanted to be a Division I baseball player. I'm sure over the last few years, you've come across people in your life that are like, come on, Con. Like, yeah, I get it. You love baseball. You work hard, but you're not going to get a scholarship. You're not going to play Division I. Talk a little bit about if you had faced any of that adversity, if you had people in your life that were a little more negative, or, you know, like we always say, you know, did you have some doubters in your life? Did you have some of those haters who were whispering in your ear, like, listen, no matter what you do, it's never going to happen?
Absolutely. I mean, I'll start it off with going back to it. Like you said, a lot of people have dreams, and I feel like it's definitely based on the person, where you meet all sorts of different people. And I feel like you want to surround yourself with that kind of environment and just learn from other people. I try and learn from everyone, pick up little things and add it to my repertoire. So yeah. Going into some of my doubt or stuff like that, I've definitely faced some adversity. I mean, nothing's easy. And if it was easy, everyone would do it. So it's nothing's going to happen overnight. I mean, going back to my doubters, I mean, it's more of a motivator to me, and it just makes me want to just do it more and prove them wrong.
Yeah, I love it. You know, I think I'm going to touch on, you know, how great a job your parents have done. You know, you and I have spent a lot of time together working out and in the cage, and we've had some great conversations over the years, but this will be our longest conversation, a committed conversation. And just hearing you talk right now, you're such a well-polished young man, you know, and I've been around a lot of people in baseball, and you know, what a testament to your parents. They did a hell of a job, and they gotta be super proud of you.
All credit to them. I can't speak more highly of them. They're the best.
Yeah, I love it. Let's get off on a tangent real quick, because we are going to get back, of course, to baseball and your story. But you want to give all the credit to mom and dad. Little tidbit about you. Tell the audience, you're an only child. So I'm going to put you on the spot. Give me a negative of being an only child. Go.
You know, I talked about this the other day with some of my buddies. Being an only child, I really wanted to be that, either in the younger brother or the older brother's shoes, kind of giving advice to my, or gaining advice from my older or younger brother, and just teaching them how to do what I love. I mean, or learning how to do what I love. I mean, that would be something that's truly a dream, but I mean, I get to do it with other people, but it's kind of the same experience, but it's something I always kind of wanted to have, but I'm okay. Still.
Absolutely. And definitely well taken, right? Maybe a negative, not having the opportunity to have a sibling and share some of those memorable and learning experiences. Absolutely. But I'm sure there are some pros to being an only child. So I'll put you on the spot. Give me a pro of being the only child of your mother and father.
A pro. So probably, I mean, you get the most attention, but
that's what I figured.
I do have two dogs, so they get a lot of attention, but for the most part, it's the Connor Byrne show.
I love it, dude. That's where I was going. I figured it, you know, I figured it as much that it is the Connor Byrne show over at your house. And I think that's pretty dope, man. Well deserved. Listen, on your worst day, you're definitely their favorite kid, right?
So you know about that. There's no one else to choose.
That's awesome. All right. So let's get back to your journey now, right? So you know, you talked about, you know, hearing some doubters and facing adversity like we all do. What's some advice that you have for people that want to accomplish what you did? They want to earn a Division I scholarship. They want to earn an academic scholarship. You know, they want to do something that maybe they're scared to try because there are doubters. There are people in their lives that are telling them that they can't do. So what advice do you have for kids your age or even people my age out there that want to wake up tomorrow and go after something?
So I would definitely say, obviously, it's going to sound pretty cliche, but I definitely say work hard. That's a part of it. And there's multiple parts to this. You're going to make lots of decisions along the way. And you really just got to put into a lot of time and effort into these decisions, because later on, these decisions get bigger and bigger. And it really, I feel like it just trains you as a person when you make all these decisions to be more mature, I guess. And another part of it, I would definitely, going back to the working hard, is if you develop that work ethic at a young age, I really feel like it teaches you a lot of stuff that you'll need down the road. And especially for your goals, it's unmatchable. With that A plus work ethic, it's second to none.
Yeah, I think you know, of course, I can't agree with you. I can't agree with you more. I mean, listen, at the end of the day, it comes down to hard work. It comes down to discipline. It comes back to how badly you want something, right? And I think a lot of times people come up short of their goals, or they're not able to cross the finish line, not because of lack of talent, but because of lack of discipline. And, you know, that discipline always leads to hard work. And that's something that you've always had. And I think, you know, hopefully we'll have some people in your circle and people that you know in high school, or maybe people that are following your baseball career, they're going to tune into this podcast and they're going to hear you say that. And, you know, I hope that it inspires them to get out there and get disciplined and get to work.
Yeah, definitely. I'd add one more thing to that. Consistency. Consistency is a major factor. It really changes everything. You can hit like once a week, you could field once a week, you could go in the weight room once a week, but once you get more and more consistent, you'll really see that level up in your game and just anything you want to do. I mean,
yeah, you're absolutely right. I think, you know, right before, you know, we started recording, when you and I were catching up for a few minutes, I told you a quick little story, so I might as well share it now. You know, you're on the Dig Your Dream podcast, right? It's a passion project of mine. It's part of my Dig Me brand, my lifestyle apparel brand that I started when I was playing professional baseball. And I truly, that's right, buddy, tip your cap, right? The guy in the tie. I truly love this project. And I said to you, I said, you know, there have been times where I've had guests on the show where I've had, you know, close to 1,000 downloads of one episode. And for me as a non-celebrity, like, that's pretty cool, right? And I've also had some guests that were super interesting, but maybe we just didn't get any traction and we didn't have a lot of followers. And not a lot of people tuned in and downloaded that episode. But I ultimately think the reason why it really hasn't caught on is to your point. At the end of the day, whether it's throwing a bullpen and working on your pitching mechanics, or taking 1,000 swings, or, you know, building a podcast, you have to be consistent. And I said to you that I'm recommitting to the Dig Your Dream podcast in 2022. And my goal for this year is to put out 2 episodes a week. One my weekly word and one interview with people just like you. And at the end of this year, we'll have over 100 plus episodes. And I can almost guarantee, when I catch up with you next year, I can guarantee that this podcast will have grown. Because maybe it's not because I'm good at this, or maybe because every guest is in a school's Connor Byrne, but we just got more consistent, right? So it doesn't matter if you're a baseball player, a podcaster, or a business person, consistency is the key.
One more thing. And also, just like that, I can tell it's going to be a successful podcast just because you have a plan that's already set out. That step-by-step plan is going to get you to where you want to be. It's another part of it. Just there's 1,000 pieces to this. I mean, there's no perfect advice. I mean, you're going to hear it every day, but you're going to hear something different every day, but it's a plan really sets you up. And I definitely agree with that.
You better believe it. It doesn't matter if it's baseball or business or academics, a plan is going to set you up for success. So let's talk about your plan. You know, the game of baseball has changed quite a bit since I was your age. I mean, it has a lot in a lot of ways. And then again, it hasn't. It's still the greatest game in the world, in my opinion. Mm-hmm. But I want to talk about your road to getting a scholarship. When I was your age, you know, high school baseball was, it almost seemed like the end all be all of your road to earning a scholarship, right? It was the dominant league. It was the dominant way you played. The games that you played in high school was how you were going to get attention, how you were going to win awards like all state or all county. And those college coaches were going to flock to the high school programs. Now, high school baseball is still very important, but now there's a new piece to that formula, right? There's a new ingredient, and that's called travel baseball or club baseball. So talk a little bit about your experience in club travel baseball, where you're currently playing, and maybe a really honest perspective of, did you earn your Division I scholarship and your commitment to Siena from your high school playing days, or from your performance with your travel club team?
So it was really difficult. I'll start out with the recruiting process with the colleges, because I had COVID, first of all, and the dead period really kind of, it was a little bit of a setback, but we got the job done. Hmm. And even if the dead period wasn't a thing, the colleges were in their season while I was in my high school season. So, I mean, they couldn't go out even if the dead period was open, because they're on a road trip. I mean, there's some dedicated coaches out there, I know for a fact, that would, if the dead period was opened up, they would come to a game if they were in the area. But the club baseball, like you said, has really just taken over the recruiting game, and it's differing so much from baseball back then. Like, high school baseball is really the bread and butter of recruiting. Now it's totally changed. I mean, a place like all these crazy facilities, like Diamond Nation, for example, it's truly magical what happens there. You'll go out there for a tournament and you'll see 50-100 scouts there. It's crazy.
Yeah, it is pretty cool. I mean, listen, you're right. I think it is pretty incredible that, you know, travel baseball can provide a platform for talented players like yourself to be recruited, to be seen. And I think that that's a positive of travel baseball. I do want to ask you your opinion. You know, a lot of kids, and I will say parents, I'm being objective, but a lot of kids and parents get caught up on their travel club teams, on what team they're on. And where I'm going with this is most of these organizations have multiple teams per age group, right? And, you know, how they class them. Well, it might be, you know, Team A and Team B, or Black and Silver, or Elite or Select, or, you know, whatever it is. And, you know, some kids get discouraged if they're not on the A team, if they're not on the Elite team, if they're not on, you know, the Goal team, you know, and they're like, wow, how in the world am I ever going to get noticed? And I know, as a coach, someone who's coached travel baseball, I've seen kids on the B team when they're 11, 12, 13, 14, and even 15, and they work on their game, they work on their fundamentals, they're building better basics. And all of a sudden at 15 or 16, they've built this incredible player, and they go perform one summer and they earn a big time scholarship. So what's your opinion on, you know, some players and parents that may get caught up in always having to be on that top tier team at such a young age? Are they missing, you know, are they missing the message that it really isn't about which team you're on at a younger age? It's about the fundamentals and the basics you're building at a younger age.
I at a young age, 8, 9, 10, was on a so-called B team. And I really, it was a blessing, because it made me work harder. I mean, I was 9, 10 years old at the time. I didn't have the near work ethic I did now, but it definitely made me kind of keep progressing over the years. And going back to what you said about how parents and kids like really have to make that decision, it really pains me to hear about so-and-so quit baseball because they made this team. It's just another setback, and it's really how you approach it and what you do with it and how you get to the next step.
Yeah, I agree with you. No, I mean, what a perfect answer, right? I mean, just because you're on the B team or the Select team, does not mean that that's where your career is going to end. And even though it was at a young age for you, you said it was a blessing, right? It was a motivating factor for you. And I know it's become very cliche, but, you know, I think the greatest sports story that we've ever heard of one of the greatest athletes that we know not getting picked for the team he wanted to be on was Michael Jordan, right?
Absolutely.
Everyone's heard that story of Michael Jordan trying out for the varsity team and not making it and being told that he had to go spend more time on JV. What if Michael Jordan would have been so upset, like so many baseball players that we know, they don't make the Elite team or the Goal team or the A team, and they pack up shop and they quit because they're just so angry. We would have never seen Michael Jordan, right? So
it's crazy to think about. I mean, one thing, and it's just like one decision's made, and it's just like that. Like, going back to what I said earlier, decisions really, they get difficult, and it's always a what if question. What if this happened, if I made this decision? So,
yeah, you know, what I always tell my players, you know, I've kind of dove more into coaching now recently, you know, joking around, as on the baseball side now, a lot of people calling me Coach Ray all day, and I've become extremely passionate about it. And what I tell players, that I work with all the time is, listen, if an organization or a coach says to you, you know, you're not the starting shortstop or you're not on the A team, listen, it's an open invitation to prove that coach wrong at some point. Use it as a motivating factor. You know, get in the cage more, live in the weight room, you know, work on your pitching mechanics and work hard in your bullpens. Sometimes no is the best thing that could happen to you. And I feel like sometimes right now there are so many young talented players that take that no and they use it as an excuse to give up or to run away. And I think that they should do the other thing. I think they should use it as motivation to prove somebody wrong and to prove themselves right.
Absolutely. I mean, failure is, as much as I say, it's as much as people say it's a terrible thing, it can be a good thing if you deal with it the right way. It can really change you as a person and it can really elevate you to that next step and just truly change your whole point of view of things and just make you a whole better or whole new, like it's almost like a new start.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, listen, man, I'm super excited to see what you're going to do over your next couple of years in high school and the kind of success you're going to have on the college level. I mean, like I said, just hearing your answers, you're so well polished and your mental game is so strong. And I think you're a great example. Hopefully a lot of young athletes are going to be listening to this interview. You know, let's talk about your remaining high school years. I mean, it's so incredible that you're committed to play Division I baseball, which is incredible. But unfortunately, we got to wait to get there, right? You still have a couple of years left of high school baseball. So talk a little bit about what's left in the tank for you at the high school level. What are some of the goals that you have? What are you trying to accomplish before you lace up the cleats as a college baseball player?
First of all, I'm going to shout out my boys from Ridge, the Ridge baseball team. Everyone shout out. So we got some goals this year, definitely. We won a sectional championship last year, which is unbelievable. And I did as a sophomore, it was something that I was so pleased by and I was so grateful for. But this year, I really think we have a good product coming out, but we have to get there first. We have to work hard as a team and we really have to build that camaraderie and just take it one step at a time and game by game and then see what happens. I mean, it's all going to be based on what happens March 8th, but I like what we're doing right now as a team in the weight room. It's the energy's crazy. It's awesome.
Yeah. You know, I'm getting older, but I remember my high school days and you're absolutely right, man. There's something about high school baseball. And what's so funny, you said March 8th, it was March 8th when I was playing high school baseball. Right. So, that's what makes, you know, the holiday season and the new year turning the calendar is like right after the holidays. We know we only have about 8 weeks or so until high school baseball, you know, workouts and practices starts. That's pretty awesome. You know, I'm expecting big things from you in high school and I'm looking forward to seeing what you're going to do. So let's talk a little bit about baseball, but not you playing. So you are a Yankee fan, right? All right. So tell me real quick, who's your favorite New York Yankee?
Of all time?
Yes.
I'm a big Jeter guy. Big Jeter.
Me too, man. I have to admit, Derek Jeter, no doubt about it. I think I told you that once. I'm very proud. I have a box score of myself playing for the Pittsburgh Pirates in Major League Spring Training. And I had a chance to play against the New York Yankees. And in the box score, batting second, I went in late in the game, says Ray Navarrete, batting second for the Yankees. It says Derek Jeter, so that's pretty dope.
That's something you'll remember forever.
I mean, oh, my God, of course.
That's not taken lately.
Who is your favorite New York Yankees pitcher of all time?
My favorite pitcher of all time, he's not a Yankee. It's Nolan Ryan.
Oh, I like it. Very nice. Let's go. Yeah.
His competitiveness was just unmatchable. And it's something I really aspire and just look up to from such a young age. I mean, I never got the chance to see him pitch, but I've watched countless amounts of reruns of him throwing. And it's unbelievable.
I love it. Let me ask you this about, you know, you talk like the mental game, like Nolan Ryan, all those guys, you know, what do you do to practice and to strengthen your mental game? I mean, you seem so mentally strong for such a young age right now. What do you do? Are you reading books? Are you listening to podcasts? Are you meditating? You know, where are you getting some of these strong mental attributes?
So I really picked this up, I'd say midway through the fall, because I had some, like a few setbacks over the high school season. And it really benefited me because I kind of set a plan and figured out what I was going to do with it. And I'm currently reading a book right now. It's called ABCs of Mental Pitching. Mm-hmm. And that's been very, obviously nothing yet because we haven't had a season yet, but I'm hoping that helps me out a bit. I've breathing is something I've controlled. Meditating, like you said, I've gotten into that a little bit. Journaling is something I have been doing, and just kind of writing down, like if I have a start, I'll write down everything I do in that day, or if I have like a bullpen and if I feel good, I'll do it again. I'm a big believer in superstition, but if something goes wrong, I look for the error and then I try and correct it. But
yeah, attention to detail, man. It sounds like you're all about attention to detail. I've always been a believer in that, right? If you, if you really, really pay attention to the little details, they make really, really big differences. And I always say you don't have to be the most talented, right? You just gotta really focus on those little details, and you can kind of make up for any lost talent in the mix. Let's talk a little bit about academics. You know, me as a coach, you know, when I talk to some of the players I get an opportunity to work with, I really try to harp on how important academics is. And I know a lot of young athletes, you know, we joke around and I hear them say, "Hey man, no big deal, man. I'm going to the league," or, you know, "No big deal. I'm getting a full ride," you know. But the reality is the majority of talented athletes that do go play college sports, they're not getting a full scholarship, right? They're getting a partial scholarship at best. And with the cost of tuition for most of these educational institutions nowadays, some of those partial athletic scholarships, you know, are barely making a dent. So talk a little bit about the importance of academics to you, and maybe a little bit of advice for any young athletes out there right now that may not have bought into the fact that the most sought after athlete or the most sought after baseball player is one that is super talented, but also has high academics, because to a college coach, that's where they can offer the most money by putting together an athletic scholarship and an academic scholarship. So talk a little bit about that.
So first of all, I'll break it into a few parts. I mean, obviously, like you said, like, yeah, I'm going to the league. Like, there's always that kid who's going to say that. And there's, in some cases, there might be the blue chip prospect, 6'6", left-handed pitcher throwing 97 out of high school. I mean, he can get away with it. But guys who are kind of in like the other shoes, or like the other percentile, it really is a grind. And being an athlete, a student athlete, it's a grind. You have to, at a school, my fault, especially like Ridge, it gets very difficult. And I actually like the competitiveness, and it really trains you to just become that A+ student and really develop like a work ethic for school. And it's awesome. And some advice for anyone out there who's looking to be a great student, it's just really your freshman, sophomore year, do not let anything fall or like slip. Not saying I was like a bad student or anything, but just, it will help you out so much. Really strive for just that great GPA. It gives you so many more options, and it makes that process so much easier. And so much, like you said, it makes it easier for the schools or for the coaches. They can give you more money, and it makes mom and dad more happy.
I love it, right? Oh man, what great advice right there. I mean, that was a great way to upsell doing well in school, right? It gives you more options, right? It gives college coaches more options to possibly offer you more money, and it makes mom and dad happy, right? So I think that was the best way to share that with other young athletes, right? Just, you know, pay attention, do your schoolwork, you know, buy in, because at the end of the day too, listen, I'm older than you, and I could attest to this already. No matter who you are and how talented you are in your sport or your craft, at least in the athletic world, it will come to an end at some point, right? Your body is only so young for so long to play the sport you love, and the game will end for all of us, right? It ended for me. I was very lucky to play a lot longer than most people, and I know it's way down the road for you, but one day it will end for you as well too as a player. And what we have left to fall back on is our education, is the academic effort that we put forth. So I think that's a message that, you know, people like yourself, me, other coaches, we really need to keep spreading that message, because sometimes, to your point, a lot of young kids, they'll let their academics fall off their freshman and sophomore year, and then they're playing catch up, and they may miss out on some great opportunities because of that.
Yeah, I'm going to quote my dad on this when he says, find a balance. Because like you said, baseball, it's only can take you so far, but obviously, like, it's even after my career is over, you're still going to love baseball. But yeah, it's just find that balance of baseball, school, family, friends, just everything. I mean, it's once you find that even keeled, it really changes your whole point of view on everything, and it puts you in a good spot.
Yeah, I like that. That's some really good advice. You know, I really do appreciate, you know, you hopping on here with me. I think this is the perfect first ever committed conversation on the Dig Your Dream podcast, right? And, you know, you hear the word commit a lot with high school baseball players. You know, I committed to X college. I committed to X university. Talk a little bit about what that word means. I think sometimes, you know, we take that word for granted when you see so many people, you know, did you commit yet? Did you commit here? Did you commit there? And I sit back now as a coach and I say, well, you know, the only way you're going to get that commitment is if you commit to the game, right? The game's not going to give you any free scholarship just because you want to go somewhere. You got to earn it. So talk a little bit about what it takes to be committed to the game.
So everything happens for a reason. And there's like two things that I really think about this. You get in what you put out. So if you put in X amount of hours and take that extra rep off, I mean, it's going to show. But if you put in this amount of time and do the extra reps, go the extra mile, I mean, it's going to show. And it's going to show. Everyone say hard work's going to pay off, and it will. And it really, when everything falls in place, when the cards play and that moment happens, it's something that I can't even describe. It's great.
Yeah, it is. It's awesome, right? I mean, being committed to something, you know, it's awesome, right? But being committed to something means that you're in it through the good, through the bad, through the wins, through the losses. If you say you're going to do it, you got to ride it out. And that's like a roller coaster. And the journey of a baseball player is exactly that. There's going to be a lot of highs, a lot of lows, a lot of peaks, a lot of valleys. And the ones that are committed to the game, you know, they cross that finish line and they usually accomplish what they want to. And those that are not committed, they're exposed quickly and the game can be cruel. And that's why a lot of people, you know, stop playing at certain ages because they just can't commit to the game. The game demands a lot. And but to your point, if you're committed, what a gift the game can give you.
Oh yeah. It's baseball is a game of ups and downs. It's a game of failure. I mean, you'll hear that. You've definitely said, I mean, you're a coach. You definitely said that a million times. But it's a game of failure, and it's really, I've probably said this like 7-10 times. It's how you deal with it. And it's something that you really as a person have to take advantage and hold yourself accountable of what you're going to do.
Yeah. Yeah. You're absolutely right. You know, you just said to me, you're like, you know, you're a coach. And speaking of coaching, I want to ask you a coaching question. There's no one better than you and your fellow young athletes right now to answer this question. What makes a good coach? You know, I sit here on this chair right now interviewing you. And if somebody asked me, if they said, hey, Coach Ray, do you think you're a good coach? I wouldn't hesitate. I would say yes.
Absolutely.
I definitely think I'm a good coach. Am I a perfect coach? Absolutely not. What I'd like to know is, what makes a good coach to you? What are some of the attributes? What are some of the qualities that you look for and see in somebody where you can say, man, that guy or that woman right there, that is a quality coach? Because now that I'm on the coaching side, I believe we need more quality coaches. You know, I've seen some good ones. I've been really blessed to work alongside some of the best ones. But when you coach, you come across some bad ones as well too. And I believe that there are a lot of bad ones out there. So talk to me a little bit about, from your perspective, what makes a good baseball coach? Because I'm trying to get better every single day. And I'd love to hear exactly, you know, what you think a good baseball coach has.
So I'll definitely break this into a few parts. I mean, you from a coaching standpoint, going to games, you'll see you'll probably pick up techniques from other coaches. You'll say, oh, I'm not going to do this, because you'll see the bad and the good coaches and you'll be like, wow, like I need to do this. I shouldn't do that. But what I think makes a good coach, I'm going to say five words come to mind, but it's probably going to be less or more: energy, pushing the player. I'd say honesty, because honesty is really, it's going to build a relationship with the player where they're going to be like, okay, you also don't want a coach lying to a player and the player getting a whole different idea. I got to think of two more words now. probably communication, especially in recruiting with the coach and the player. It's a huge one. And I would definitely say just respect and class. Like the way, this is coming from my standpoint, I look up to my coaches, how they coach the game, because that's how I play the game. And it's something where I'm going to do. So how my coach coaches the game, I'm going to play the game that way with class. And like,
I love it. You know, that's a big thing. That's a big thing for me, you know, playing the game with class and character. You know, that's how I was taught. And I truly believe that you can be a fiery competitor while still playing the game with class and character.
Yeah, you still never did.
Yeah, you know, and I think that that's something that more coaches need to teach and express to our young players, that, you know, you can be fiery and you can be passionate and you can play with your emotion on your sleeve, but you can still do it with class and character. And I think sometimes, you know, that's where some coaches, we're missing our message sometimes. But yeah, man, I like that checklist that you had. All of those things are super, super important. You know, honesty, communication, you know, passion, energy. Those are all important attributes of a quality coach. And you know what's funny? You didn't list analytics. You didn't list gadgets. And I don't know, I don't want anyone who's listening to think that I'm just automatically anti those things. But I think sometimes now in today's era, we get caught up in thinking, well, that coach is amazing because of X gadget that they're using, or because of all these big flashy numbers that they're showing off. You know, is there a place for some of that stuff? I believe maybe, you know, at the right time for each player. But more than anything, I think the checklist that you mentioned, those are some of the most important pieces that a coach needs to have.
Yeah, I'm definitely leaving some out, but it'll definitely come back to me throughout the interview. But yeah, I definitely left some out. I'm not gonna lie.
Well, I won't hold you to it. I think the ones that you mentioned were pretty good. I'm gonna change the topic just a little bit. Now we're getting close to the end of our interview. I feel like I could sit here and talk to you all night long, and I'm sure in our next workout we're gonna hop in the cage and we're gonna say we should have talked about this.
Oh yeah,
but that's okay, because you know what? I am the host of this podcast, and if we need to have Connor Byrne back for another episode, we will do so.
Oh, that's great.
But let's talk a little bit about the Dig Your Dream podcast. Like I mentioned before earlier, in this interview, you know, this is the podcast arm or the podcast project of Dig Me, which is a lifestyle apparel brand. Yes, sir. That I started in my pro baseball career. And I wanted to get your opinion. You're kind enough. You're rocking one of our hoodies.
Limited edition
is right. We did that last year, a very small run of that hooded sweatshirt. I want to get your opinion of the brand. You know, I believe I hold it close to my heart. It's something I've worked on for a lot of years and not a lot of people still know about it. So tell me what you think of Dig Me. What do you think of the guy in the tie right here? What do you think of our message of Live Dream Be? And what do you think? You know, I look at him as almost like a highly talented player that hasn't been seen by enough coaches yet and hasn't earned his college scholarship. So what do you think the potential is of the guy in the tie and the Dig Me brand?
I'm going to quote you a little bit on this one. I remember you saying this a few months ago, but you said, remember when you got that sweatshirt? What happened? I ordered that sweatshirt. It came in. I started wearing it and I started like going crazy on the field. I started doing like really well. And you were like, And me and you were like, it's something. But all kidding aside now, it says, it just says it for itself. I mean, live, dream, be. It's what everyone should, it's, it should be something in the back of everyone's mind at the end, at the start of every day and at the end of every day. It speaks for itself. Live your life, dream, have big dreams, and just be yourself. I mean, it's truly something that everyone should look into. And I mean, it's great, but
yeah. Well, you know, you just saying that right there, you can tell by my smile, it's one of the reasons why I have chosen to never give up. You know, this project has been very similar to a baseball career. Like you said, there's a lot of highs and a lot of lows and peaks and valleys. And it's something that I refuse to give up on. And I just feel like it's kind of like digging in the batter's box. You know, you get in there one more time, it doesn't matter how many times you strike out. If you have the courage to get back in there, you never know. Your next at bat can be a home run, right? And I think we have a great message, and we just need to get it out in front of, you know, many, many more people, and we're going to work hard to do so. And I have a feeling throughout your career, you're going to be a guy who's rocking Digme, and we're super excited to see all that you accomplish, right?
Oh, I absolutely am rocking this. Come on now.
Yeah. So let's talk one more quick thing about Digme. Of course, our motto, our mantra is live, dream, be, right? Live your dreams, be yourself. We also have another catchphrase that we use in our brand, which is tip your cap, which you can see the guy in the tie doing just so, tipping his cap. Talk to me about what that phrase means to you as a baseball player. You know, we came up with tip your cap because of my love for the game and how many times we see that over the course of a season, a baseball season, whether it's fans tipping their caps to players or the player tipping their cap to the fans. What does that phrase tip your cap mean to you?
So I am a very, I like to say I'm a very big competitor. And when someone beats me, I'm obviously not going to let them beat me forever, but I'm going to let them know, say, hey, tip the cap. I totally respect how they beat me at that time, but it's just playing the game with class, like we mentioned earlier, and just kind of just playing and holding yourself accountable to just like, it speaks for itself, just tipping your cap. I mean, it's just like showing class, and it's showing like respect to the other person. And it's not even in baseball, just like, just the little things. And if it's like holding the door for someone, it's just being respectful. I feel like there's so many different ways to explain it. And that's why it's so unique and it's so awesome.
Yeah, man, you hit the nail on the head. That's exactly the message that the Digme brand is trying to send to people, you know, that, you know, you can live a big life. You can dream big. You can be yourself, but you can do it with class and you can do it with character. And that's what we're hoping to do. So hopefully over the course of the next few years, you know, this guy in the tie is going to make his comeback as people like you are building a career in college baseball. And hopefully you'll be rocking Digme along your journey.
Oh, I am. I am. And everyone watching this right now, it's coming. It's coming. Everything's coming with Digme. I'm telling you.
I love it, man. I love the support. It means a great deal to us. Let's go. I'm going to go off on a whim here off the bat real quick. I haven't done this in a while. Let's go speed round here. I want people to get to know Connor Byrne, standout high school starting pitcher and future Division I college baseball player. Let's go. I'm going to ask some questions. I want some fast answers very, very quickly. Favorite food? Cool.
I'll go tacos.
Wow, tacos. So it doesn't not just Taco Tuesdays, just tacos anytime.
Yeah, Mexican food's pretty good. That's
very nice. Very nice. Vanilla or chocolate?
It depends what.
Ice cream.
Gotta go vanilla.
Nice. Favorite movie?
Favorite movie. There's probably two that come to mind. Remember the Titans. And 61 with Mickey Mantle and Roger Maris.
Very cool. All right, very cool.
Or Rocky IV.
Oh, Rocky IV. Yes, absolutely. Better sports car, Ford Mustang or Chevy Corvette?
Go Ford Mustang.
Let's go. That's what I'm talking about. Favorite TV show?
I don't know if this is a TV show or not, but Man in the Arena, Tom Brady just came out with that. I love that. I'm just finishing it up. I think I'll watch this 100 times.
I haven't seen it yet, but I've heard great things about it. Okay. Okay. Very nice. Dream vacation destination. Someplace, of course, you haven't been that you would love to go.
Probably Italy. I'd like to see what the hype is all about, but I have an Italian heritage. I'd love to see what goes on there.
Yes. Very cool. Yeah. Italy. I would love to go to Italy as well too. Favorite musical artist or band?
Huge country guy. So, probably Luke Combs, big Luke Combs guy.
Really? Very nice. Okay. And let's see what else. All right, let's stick to music. Favorite song? Do you have one?
Yeah, right now probably "Cold as You," Luke Combs.
All right, big country, right? Big country. Yeah. I love it. And then lastly, if and when baseball ends, dream job other than being a professional athlete.
Dream job. This is gonna sound so boring, but probably something to do in the business industry, wherever it takes me. Maybe like a business owner or something. I'd like to start my own business just like you, something I aspire.
Very cool. Yeah, man, that's great, right? You want to have that entrepreneurial spirit, right?
Absolutely.
Start something yourself, build something up. It's an incredible journey, man. It's an incredible journey. Listen, I got a couple more questions for you. I know we alluded to something like this before, but I always say this, this is the Dig Your Dream podcast. I decided to do this because I wanted to interview people with passion that I found that are inspirational. And, you know, you're right in that category for me, especially for younger people. You know, and I know for sure there may be even people that, you know, there might even be some of your friends that won't admit this, but they're going to listen to this interview and they're going to be like, man, Connor is the man. This guy is just, he's got his plan. He's so mentally strong. He works his ass off and he deserves everything that's happening to him. And this old guy who's interviewing this guy, Ray Dignier, Coach Ray all day, he's kind of cool too. You know, he played pro ball. He built
very cool,
you know, whatever, you know. So here are two guys on the screen right now that are doing their thing, chasing their dreams. And that person thinks it's awesome. But for whatever reason, that person is hesitant to go out there and chase their dream. They don't believe in themselves. They don't think they're smart enough. They don't think they're cool enough. You know, they don't think they're talented enough. They have more doubts than they have faith. So what is Connor Burns' message to that person, whether they're 16, 26, 36, or 46, what message do you have for that person that is listening to this saying, God, I wish I could be just like them and have the courage to go out there and chase something big?
I definitely say attentive to detail, paying attention to the little things, looking up to some people and learning from them. And not being afraid of being heard, being like just putting yourself out there, not being afraid to fail. And just when you start to get that, build up that confidence, is just make impacts on people. I try and make an impact on someone, doesn't matter what it is, just every day.
Yeah, man. Make a positive impact on other people, right? Really, at the end of the day, isn't that what it's all about? You know, I mean, I'm learning that now as I got older, as I'm getting older. I think I kind of had a good idea about that when I was younger, but it is true. At the end of the day, we all have an opportunity to make a positive impact, right? And I think that we can do that at any age. And I think that's a great message for sure. Lastly, this is something I haven't asked any of my guests yet. I mean, over the last couple of years, we've lived in a very, very challenging time. You know, I think we've all been impacted you know, by the pandemic, you know, whether it was our health and safety, whether it was the fact that we weren't able to travel and maybe visit loved ones and friends. What are some of the lessons you've learned at your young age from this challenging time? Is there anything that you're taking away from these past 2 years that maybe you'll hold close to your heart as you continue to grow and get older? What's a valuable lesson you've taken from this time period of your life?
You know, I'm going to quote my parents on this one again, all credit to them. Really just I'll never forget this. I think I was sitting in the kitchen with them. It's probably March 30th when everything started to shut down. And I think they just had a talk saying, don't get too comfortable of doing what everyone was doing, sitting down, watching movies, playing video games, eating a bunch of food. Stay active, figure out something you want to do and go after it. And it's something where time is definitely a huge factor. Time is money, like they say. And it was really a huge factor into where I'm at today. If you say to me, during that COVID period, where would I be 3-4 years from now? I would not say where I am right now, just because I wasn't in the same mindset. And after I had that talk with my parents, everything just changed. I don't know what would happen if I didn't have that talk, but it really changed the way I look at things. And it was really a key motivator for me.
Yeah, I love it. I love it, man. You know, once again, you're giving everyone a great example of somebody that is the beneficiary of having quality people in their life, you know, people that care about them. And you're very fortunate to have your mom and dad. They've done a great job, like I've mentioned a couple of times. You know, so last question, and I always ask all of my guests this. This is the Dig Your Dream podcast. It's all about dreams, right? And you are still young. Your journey's just starting. Your story's still, you know, you're just writing the first couple of chapters of this incredible story. But what dream, you know, what dreams are you digging for still? You know, what's that ultimate dream for you? I haven't even asked, but what's the end game for you? You just committed to Division I college baseball, which is incredible. You've alluded to wanting to accomplish some special things with your high school teammates before you head off to college. I'm sure you have some big goals when you become a college athlete. But what's the end goal for you? Do you want to be a professional baseball player? Are you striving to pitch one day and toe the rubber and throw a big league pitch in a major league baseball stadium? What's the biggest dream you're digging for?
You know, a few years ago, I set my goal to play Division I baseball, and it was a long-term goal at the time. And when I committed, I had a talk with my dad, shout out to him again. I was like, where do we go from here? And he was like, yeah, think about it, man. This is on you. I mean, these are your dreams. This is not like my decision. And I obviously want to get my education first, get some years of school under my belt, which will really, because every baseball path ends at some point, but I definitely want to get drafted at some point. And I really would like to, like you said, throw a pitch on a big league mound. And it's been a dream of mine since a kid to be obviously that New York Yankees baseball player, but it's something that I have really like would make the little kid inside of me proud. But
Well, I'll tell you what, I just got the goosebumps, because I'll tell you, as one of your coaches, it would make the grown-up version of me as one of your coaches extremely proud of you as well too. And I'll tell you what, I don't doubt the fact that that's going to happen for you, kiddo. I feel like I'm sitting here patiently waiting and watching you over the next few years. And I just have a feeling that it's going to happen for you. And I'm super excited to be one of the many, that are going to be watching your journey. But I will put you on the spot to end this podcast. When that draft day comes, I expect you to be rocking Dig Me.
Absolutely.
And when you're climbing the minor league ladder, I expect you to be one of our Dig Me athletes. And when you get to the major leagues, I expect you to be rocking Dig Me.
It's going to be big. Cleats, the whole uniform is going to be Dig Me, everything.
I love it. Listen, man, you may be the guy that has injected the guy in the tie with the life he's needed to get back and to have the courage to dig into the batter's box again and take a swing at this. And I just want to say thank you for being one of those guys that are giving us a reason to try to rebuild this brand. So, you know, once again, this has been a committed conversation, and you have given us a reason to recommit to our Dig Me dream. So I tip my cap to you, Connor Byrne. I'm super, super stoked to be a very small part of, you know, the coaching piece for you. It's been amazing. I know we have a bunch of weeks of workouts ahead of us, so I'm looking forward to spending time, but it's going to be cool watching you, man. You got a very bright future.
Thank you so much. Don't count the guy in the tie. He's coming. He's coming.
I love it, kiddo. So once again, thank you so very much, everybody, for tuning in to the Dig Your Dream podcast for our very, very first ever committed conversation with Division One commit Connor Byrne from Basking Ridge, who has unbelievably and incredibly bright future ahead. Connor, thank you so much for taking the time, man. And I look forward to seeing you in our workouts in the next couple of weeks.
Coach, words can't even describe how fun I had. This was awesome. I can't thank you enough. I mean, you've been unbelievable to me, and I can't stress enough. Thank you so much.
No, man, I appreciate it. Thank you so much. And let's do this again as your journey continues and as you continue to accomplish great things. I'm sure that we will have you again on the show somewhere down the road. But it's been real, my man. Thank you again.
There's no doubt in my mind I'll be back on here.
Awesome. Everybody, one last time. Connor Byrne, peace.
That step-by-step plan is going to get you where you want to be. You get in what you put out. I can't give them enough credit. I just really appreciate all my parents have done for me. I'm sure you can agree, just listening to his words, his perspective, and his maturity is well beyond his years. An impressive young man who has an incredibly bright future, both on and off the baseball diamond. I am beyond excited to see all that he accomplishes in his remaining time at the high school level and the player he will develop into during his college years. I have a feeling that his story is just beginning, and I wouldn't be surprised if college baseball isn't the highest level that he competes in. For all of you Connor Byrne, Basking Ridge High School, and Siena College fans out there who may be interested in checking out our Digme brand, please use special promo code DIGMECB22 at checkout and save 30% off your next Digme purchase. That's DIGMICB22 and save 30% off when you bring home the guy in the tie. Sending a very special thank you to Connor Byrne for taking the time to come on the show and share his story and have this committed conversation. And thank you to all of you who tune in each and every week to the Dig Your Dream podcast, the official podcast show of the guy in the tie. I'm your host, Ray Digme. Until next time, you know what you have to do. Go on, get out there, tip your cap, and dig your dream.